Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett is with us live this morning on WBEN, looking at the Karen Reed retrial, this high-profile murder case that was tried outside of Boston, charging Karen Reed of driving her car over her then-Boston police officer boyfriend and leaving him for dead on a snowy night in January of 2022. It was tried twice. The first trial, the jury was deadlocked. In the second trial, which ended yesterday, she was found not guilty of murder charges. Brad, what was your takeaway from the second trial?
That the defense did an excellent job of inserting doubt into the case. Remember, the key is beyond a reasonable doubt. And if you can't get, the jury is told, if you can't get beyond a reasonable doubt, then you have to acquit the person. And so I think that's what happened. Now, in reality, the things that probably threw doubt into the case may or may not, in reality, touch whether Karen Reed is guilty or not. But when you have things like evidence that's not collected correctly, like apparently they used Dixie cups to pick up snow that had blood in it at the crime scene, and then there was issues about how it was stored. Then there were issues of the, you know, this is a bunch of cops out drinking for the night. It's now 1 a.m. I guess they decide they want to keep drinking, so they go back to another Boston police officer's house. Karen apparently didn't want to go. She drops off her boyfriend, the decedent in this case, his last name's O'Keefe, and then leaves. Now, people don't contest that part of the story. It's beyond that that's contested. The prosecution argued that after O'Keefe got out of the vehicle, now you're talking a super cold, snowy night outside of Boston in January, they contend that she backs her car up at a high rate of speed and drives over him and leaves him to die in the snow, which is where he died, and drives off. The defense would contend that Karen dropped him off and that he went inside the house and that he got into it with somebody in the house and was killed in the house. Now, for that story to be believable, you would think you would have some witnesses. I don't know how many people were in the house. Presumably most or all were in law enforcement, that would have supported that story. I didn't read anything that supported that story, but be that what it may, you take the following, that with this, the way the evidence is collected, there was inappropriate text messages or communications amongst these cops, very detrimental to Karen Reed. Two of the phones, one was a Boston police officer, the other was a Boston state trooper who were at the party. And then also there was a ATF agent. The ATF agent and the Boston police officer, their phones were subpoenaed. And all of a sudden, they didn't have their phones anymore. So there's that. Now, does it really mean anything as far as guilt or innocence? Probably not. But from a legal standpoint and from a reasonable doubt standpoint, you add all of these things up, you know, including a forensic expert that said that for the defense, who said that Karen, that the injuries on the Keefe were not consistent with Karen Reed's car hitting him. Now, obviously, the prosecution had somebody that said the opposite, but all I'm sort of summarizing here because there's actually too many facts, unless you wanted to do this for 30 minutes to talk about. And so, you know, that's the short answer is there's reasonable doubt. And the jury's, you know, they did find her guilty of DUI, but they found her not guilty of second degree murder and manslaughter.
How do those communications in between other police officers, how big of a factor do you think that was in the case?
Well, I think it's somewhat a factor only because, as you well know, Brian, that, you know, the system goes on trial in cases. I mean, think about O.J. Simpson. The defense made a huge deal about how evidence was collected, not stored properly, got, you know, contaminated in some form or fashion. And then, you know, in the public's eye, it's like, then, well, there's something wrong here. Then if you add to police officers, you know, yucking it up about cases and maybe, I mean, at the very least saying unprofessional, if not inappropriate things to say, it adds to, well, then, you know, could these guys be reckless enough to have actually been involved in the death of O'Keefe and you know, dropping him in the snow outside? So it's all that reasonable doubt stuff. You know, people with my background would have a different view of all that, of course. But the general public have their own view, and rightly so, because they are the ones who need to decide guilt and innocence. So I totally get why they found her not guilty. But you know, that still doesn't remain that she may well have done this.
Barrett, there are so many murder trials that happen every day. Why did this one rise to this level of national interest?
I think because of all of the twists and turns. You've got law enforcement involved. You've got, you know, an attractive female involved. And you had a blogger that early on in this case was very pro Karen Reed. And so he's blogging all this bad stuff about the police and collection of evidence and yada, yada. And so his blog also then took, from my view, took this story and blew it out beyond the Boston region. And then all of a sudden, you know, you got national news outfits covering both trials. So that's why I think it happened. It's sort of a combination of all of those things. But yeah, I mean, it struck me odd from the very beginning, to your point, why this particular, I mean, it's an interesting case, but is it so interesting that we're going to, you know, it has national and or international interest? Well, the answer is yes, but, you know, I don't actually get it beyond that.
Well, Brad, thank you for joining us this morning. A lot of interest in that Karen Reed trial and case. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.